Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Meditate, make
so gravitate to the love, y'all. Y'all.
Change all come. Can you hear me? Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, I couldn't hear you for a minute.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Yeah, you hear me now? Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I want you to take over running just for a little while. I'm just going to turn it over to you. I got to go pick up somebody right quick, about 10 minutes. Can you handle it?
Yes, sir, inshallah.
Okay. Got it. You got it, man. Thank you so much.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
We got some air.
It's been Allah Rahman Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We thank Allah very much for blessing all of us in the queue and out of the queue by giving us permission to be a part of this message of concern. And inshallah, we pray that we will accept this message that will lead us back to the Creator and His messenger. Inshallah, the person who is responsible for the guidance to deliver this message of concern to all of humanity. That we are one community, one soul, human who are submitting to their knowledge that they are the creation, and we have a destiny. And this destiny now is dealing with your message of concern. And like I said before, this message of concern will only lead anyone who accepts it back to his creator and the oneness of Almighty God, Allah. So those who we pray will be everybody. But we also pray that they will be those who are responsible for delivering this message and for those who, inshallah, this message is for, which is all of us. So we pray, Allah, that we will do the best we can, inshallah, to convey this message. One of the few things that we want to try to bring to all of humanity, because every human divisional grouping that God has put us in, these positions that divides us from the oneness of our creation, we pray that we will see the parallel that's in all of our lives. We all pray for help. We all pray for guidance. And we all pray for each other. Though we do it in many languages, like that in the story of the Tower of Babel. But still, we all are still doing the same thing. We're trying to reach our human and back where we came from. Very few people of the age of maturity, they know that they come from somewhere else to what we call this planet Earth. And we know that we are here for a purpose, to learn of our creation and all of creation while we give one who has rejected this wonderful, wonderful reality that only Allah can give, the creator of all the world, the one God, the one creator, the one, period. And he is trying to make us deviate by all these different divisional lives that he has given us, all the way down to one. Here we are, a population on this earth well over going on 9 billion people. And we all have been reduced down to being an individual. Something to think about. Though we are driven by a natural inclination to be together, like the heavens, like the solar system we live in, like everything we see, its individual reality is for the oneness of all of creation by its creator, Almighty God, Allah. So we pray that as we overcome these obstacles of division, that we will not cling to what we think we know, what we do know. Though we cannot see our open enemy, also remember we cannot see the creator of him and all of us. So we have to have trust. And the trust is naturally already as a mercy to us. We'll respond to the truth, and it will set us all free. Inshallah, if it be Allah's will, if it be the Creator's will, and if we want it. Just want to say a few things so that we can ponder on it, inshallah. We know that everyone is trying to be what they already are. We are the new people. We are not the only new people. Think about that. What those of us in 2023, with this wonderful opportunity we have to be the new people who has the new opportunity. But this is not new. This is not new. Also, it's very important to understand that this is not new as far as labeling ourselves, striving to establish a community called New Africa. We have to have the truth so we set free. We know that Allah has made every human being who has heard and read this Quran and has received permission by Almighty God Allah to be a servant, have already experienced being a new person, a new people. And the example of that, just think about Master Musa. He was a new leader for new people who had the Quran and were pursuing the goal that we are trying to pursue, to help bring man back to his senses, his intellect, and his unity. So we need to ask ourselves, are we really the new people? We know that this Quran has been on this earth a little over 1,400 years. And we know Allah only speaks the truth. And Allah said he has raised from amongst the people a leader. And they have became the new people of their era. 1,400. I mean, there's at least 1,400 what we call Mujahideens or revivers. All right, or one from amongst people who were suffering from the evils of the Shaitan and his human cohorts, and set them free if they wanted it. And those are the people who are still striving with their family and their children and their grandchildren all the way up to our time now. And many of them are descendants, slave descendants of some oppressive human being under the influence of the whispers of the Shaitan. We just a new people because we just recently have been blessed by Almighty God Allah to be in the vicinity, opportunity of Allah raising one from amongst us. And his people, like Musa's people, Noah's people, Lot's people, are the new people who have the opportunity to establish us back to our responsible and rightful place. And that is one community, one soul, etc. The quicker we understand that, the better off we are. There's a striving for New Africa. But so has many, like I said before. Master Musa had the opportunity to be New Africa. And other men who Allah has raised upon the continent of our birthright, birthplace. And they had half the opportunity, like every other human being on this earth, in their location, surroundings, has had opportunity to establish this model community. And they have let their history destroy their opportunity to be the people who will bring the world back to prayer. Allah has made it clear that he has raised these men and inspire them to inspire their people, those of them who wanted to believe. And they were new people of their time. Now it's our time. We are the new people. Yes, we're right about that. We're right about the language. But we have to look at language. It's just a part of the vision. But false pride has made many, many of people who are new. Now they are old history. And false pride and racism, the same scheme of the Shaitan, has made their fall possible and has made them miss the mark. Or is that going to happen to us? Those here in America, the ex-slaves, the new people of the new human being that we watched in our own midst, and everyone in the world became aware of this new revival for the whole world, not for his labels that had been put on him, his skin color, his eye identification, his nationality identification, etc. He stood up for all of humanity. Once they overcome willfully, after knowledge, free themselves from this isolation that they have put themselves in by listening to the logic and the rationale of the devil. Just think about that. We are not the only new people. 1,500 times that new people have been raised by Almighty God Allah to bring in his mercy and refuge and rightful, putting us back to our place of creation as Khalifa. And we have failed because we have fallen victim to what we have also been warned. Those of us here in America from the community of Imam Warfi Muhammad. He said, don't get filled with false pride and don't become so racially to where the point is almost self-worship. And we think we're better than somebody and better than each other. That's how those other societies feel. Look at Master Musa. Master Musa, after returning after that long, wonderful, hard to pray to Almighty God Allah and thank Almighty God Allah for raising him amongst his people, raising him amongst, to give Africa the opportunity to reach their full creation. But his people, those who were hypocrites among him, those who were paying or bribing his people by listening to Shaitan, they overthrew him when he got back. And in our contemporary time, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and what Allah left him to leave with all of us, was overthrown by history and people who did not want to change to the future. And they overthrew Mecca. And we know the new Medina, that was a new people. Though they wasn't even servants of Allah. But Allah showed the world and all of us how that anyone who reads this Quran and follow his messenger, you could get along in the hell that you just seemingly can't overthrow. You have a common turn, a common agreement to make sure that everyone eats, sleep, etc. And if anyone transgressed that, then everybody will band together. Like we are told in Al-Islam, if two brothers argue, once you find out which one is going against the Quran, the word of Allah, then we all are to band against him and help him bring back to his senses, inshallah. Are we who's going to let our short goal of just reestablishing something in the past? Are we really going to accept this challenge to accepting something that the world has yet to see yet? The establishment of a favor from the creator of all of us. We didn't pick it to be Al-Islam. This is what Allah says. Allah says, put your will in his will, and you will be and have established the community that has always been waiting on it, the human being to get since we slipped through our forefather Adam. We had to not get so deep, way out in front of ourselves without first understanding what's right there in our face. All of this is good with everybody, the inspiration, everything that everybody want to do it. And this goes for other societies now. It just don't go for those of us. This goes for any people on this earth who has experienced some degree of slavery. But we have just been the example by Allah's permission since we have had the worst form of slavery to show them that they could get off their back like Bilal did, may Allah be pleased with him, and have the whole world off of his chest and stand up and be the most sincere servant of Almighty God, Allah, and His messenger. We have that same reality, regardless of what these people have convinced you that you have a color. This goes for anybody, because all kinds of slaves came here to America. And each and every slave descendant who came in this country here, if you want to be free from the bondage that sent you over here as a slave or whatever, how you wind up over here, take example of our treatment and how Almighty God, our faith in Almighty God of Allah, has brought us this far in the leadership role of not only America, but the world, if we don't turn back and let history make us turn around and listen to what Shaitan has been saying to everybody for the last 1,400 years, and has turned many people of the revivers. The revival's gone on. It's like our revival said, Imam Muhammad said, "How many of you carry me to a better place?" He ain't gone nowhere. If one of us out of this reality of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Imam Warfdeen Muhammad, if it's just one of us continue to move forward and not backwards, sideways, left or right, he's with that person. And he know that if we follow his leader, Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, regardless of what, again, these labels have been put on you, white, black, Chinese, Japanese. If you are Muslim now, you have evolved above your slave, above your skin, above your intellect. You are free now to be what you created to be, the caretaker of this reality, and you're getting ready to graduate. Allah has given us a time to carry us to another reality called paradise, heaven, and many other names that people have given this wonderful sign that Allah has given and promised that he has given every human being on this earth if they submit. But he's not going to force them. He's not going to sweet talk them. He's not going to deceive them. He's going to tell you the truth and let the truth set you free as much as you want to be free from the lie that you might be living or the lie that is being put on you to live. But our goal in this reality that we live in, since this is the final revelation, the Quran, is to establish the community of Prophet Muhammad, and that's a translation of what Al-Islam means. Because he is the one Allah has given that permission to establish in his people the believers, the Ansars, the Sahabas, or anyone who believes in God in the last day will have this opportunity to come together right here in the United States of America and all over, all over the earth right now. Everybody is receiving the same message that, inshallah, that we have been trying to deliver every day, 6 days a week here in the United States of America. Telling people that there's number one God and Muhammad is his messenger, and the truth will set you free like Prophet Isa, the light of the world, before this light of the Quran came. There's no greater light than this Quran now. The Bible used to be the light of the world. The Torah used to be the light of the world. And man did not protect it with his deeds and actions by keeping the light on. And those of us of this community of Imam Warfdeen Muhammad and around the world know that this revival, we know he had other names on him, you know, spokesperson for human salvation. He had many names on him that weren't his, but they were given to him, like they used to call Prophet Muhammad, to give the potential that he was favored by the Almighty God, Allah, and it was obvious. His creator which is the same creator of all of us. Because ain't nobody else around here no aliens. We all one human. We might call each other all kind of funny names, make you think you're alien and you're different, but we are one soul, one humanity, one creation. The best creation, because there's no other creation like us on this earth or in our reality at this time. Everything else is either animal, plant, rock, etc., gas, etc., molecules, etc. But we are the only creation in this reality that we are living here in these days of 2023. So we pray a lot of that. We'll make this thing very simple. We've been way out there on the moon. People have been going to the moon. People have been down in the center of the earth. They've been to the bottom of the ocean. Now let's come back to the reality. Let's come on back and establish the five pillars, favor from Allah, the articles of faith. That makes this foundation solid as a rock and build this model community for everyone who believes and everyone who is striving to believe like we are. Everyone is striving. Talk to that. Listen to really look at it. We are not the only new people. It's just our turn to be the new people. Because we are the people of the Quran in these days and times in the last 100 years or so. At least 100 years going on. We are a new people. Yes, we are right about that. But we have to look farther down the road. What does this new people mean? What is this new people's obligation? It's not to dwell on ourselves. So we say something else. We talk like for humanity. But in actuality, we are just talking about ourselves, and it's not a good picture the way the world sees us and the way we do ourselves. The people of the book, the Quran, the final book. So let's appreciate the future. Past is already done and well taken care of. And yes, we pay tribute to it by keeping it in a position where it can be ikra, it can be read. But it is not the goal. The goal is to establish the new. If we're new people, that means we're supposed to be establishing new history. History that's so far ahead of its time that a lot of us now has already experienced how we are living in our own legacy. Own time, whatever language you want to use. We're living in our own reality right now. And we have been told that we're living so far in advance of history that it might be the last day. But we're still told by Almighty God Allah, but you continue to live like you're going to live forever. So we have to look to the future. Responsibility in the Quran that guides us to establish the future. Right now, that is to establish the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad, whether we like it or not, whether we understand it or not. There's no other human being on earth saying that they have a divine responsibility of establishing a community for all of humanity but Prophet Muhammad. And that's not going to change. It hasn't changed in a thousand years and a thousand and some odd years, 1,400 some years, it ain't changed. It's still something that, like we said about Imam Muhammad, his leader is still existing and living that too. He's waiting on us, physical manifestation of life, human life, to build the material, physical world for the beings that's going to dwell here, inshallah, after us, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. And when I say in this case, I mean all of the believers and those who are beginning to believe, and have the desire to see freedom, justice, and equality established here in one of the worst, backwards, crazy realities on the planet. Because everybody else is standing still. They done had their turn. That's why France, Egypt, all the rest of them, ain't none of them moving. Only America is a moving. And Shaitan is trying to kill the spirit of America. And when they used to talk about spirit of 76, well, we in 2023 now. And the spirit is alive and going strong because they can't stop the spirit of the message of Prophet Muhammad sided up by Allah, because it comes from Allah. And he said he will protect this spirit. It will not be under the whisper or the guidance of the shaitan, which our destiny would be then hell fire. So we pray a lot that this message, the concern, doing what it's for, it's the creation itself. It's been created by Almighty God Allah. That's why I said it will bring you back to Allah, whether you like it or not. If you hear this message, it will bring you to freedom, justice, and equality. It'll bring you back to being one humanity, one soul, by Allah's permission, if he will, for you to get it. So if there's anyone on the line who'd like to make a comment or come in and have a few things to say, be more than welcome. Our main host, Brother Akbar, is on an errand, and he shall return soon, inshallah. And me and being a designated co-hoster and Brother Suja and Sister Quran and Sister Daiya, if any of you want to chime in, alhamdulillah, and anyone who's on the line, I don't have the ability, but I'm pretty sure someone is watching the board. All you have to do is push one, and whoever's working the board, Brother Amin, the sponsor of this program, will let you into the queue. So be more than, you're more than welcome to come here. Another thing that is going on.
Oh, so he probably.
But anyway, we have to keep moving.
Assalamualaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar.
I'm here also.
Allahu Akbar. You
got it. Taking time.
Oh, I had what I was just hold the fort till you get here.
Yeah, inshallah. Inshallah. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, you got 15. Go ahead.
All right. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, messenger of Allah, his God's servant. And again, I would like to give you the greeting of peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. We like to thank the brother. Praise be to Allah. This ain't no walk through the park. You know, trying to bring a message that we are bringing to you all. You know, we had to really approach this in a way where we can hopefully bring it to you, you know, and I take my hat off to anybody that get the the truth, the Holy Quran, the wisdom of Prophet Muhammad, and take a stand, you know, and bring forth the truth, you know. Studying up under the Imam, you know, I learned a whole lot. I learned a few things, rather. And it made me be a little bit more careful in presentations. It made me more observant of presentation. And just my approach to the Quran, you know, and reading the Quran, you know, Allah asked us in Surah 16, Ayat 98, Allah said, seek Allah's protection when reading the Quran. You know, we don't just go into the Quran and start reading it like we read a regular book. You know, Allah says, seek His protection. So I believe what He's saying. It's just a matter of me. I try to understand the meaning and getting the meaning out of it, you know. And in Arabic, it's "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim," you know. And the English, what that means is I seek protection of Allah against the rejected Satan, you know. The Quran says Satan only over those who take him as a patron. That's in Surah 16, Ayat 100. Surah 16, Ayat 100. You know. The Prophet Muhammad, the Quran said, invite all to the way of thy Lord. That's in Surah 16, Ayat 125. You know. So we try to pass on to the listeners, you know, and pass on to them what Allah said, you know, and Allah promised us, you know, things that we know is beneficial, you know, and we try to pass that on to our brothers that studied, you know, because Allah said that the believer protects one another. You know, that's the reason we try to pass things on to our brother or our sister. So the believer protects one another. I mean, we out here, we got a war going on. Somebody try to shoot you in your back. Gang up on you. You know. And the Quran in Surah 8, Ayat 63. You know. Allah tell us that the believer protects one another. The believer protects one another, you know. And same thing about the hypocrite. They protect each other. That's what the immigrant does. And this is what the Quran says. So we read and we study the Quran. And we study the Bible. The Bible says in reference to the tree that's in the garden, says there's a forbidden tree. A forbidden tree. One that we shouldn't partake of, don't eat its fruit, using the language, and English language. And the idea, the forbidden tree, the way Imam Wahbi Muhammad, inshallah, broke down to us what the forbidden tree is. You know, one of the ideals of the forbidden tree. Now, this is allegorical. It's not literal. It's allegorical. And it's a story that will give you wisdom that you can apply, you know. And the forbidden tree is the idea that God had a son. Okay, just follow me. And you know he teach that idea that God had a son. So this is one of the forbidden trees. And whenever you eat, which means take in, from that tree, you will surely die. You know, not physically, but mentally. If you believe that lie. See, they lying to you. They telling you that God had a son. And when they say you will surely die, they not talking about a physical death, but they talking about mentally. It would give birth to supremacy, and you will die as a human being. That lie would grow as a tree. And produce fruit. It will produce branches. You know, a tree have branches. And the fruit that it produces, if you eat it, it will kill you psychologically. It will kill you psychologically. And the death, it will establish psychologically, it will bring about inferiority. When you're talking about inferiority, we are saying it'll make you artificial. And artificial, defining artificial, mean made by human work, not by nature. It's not natural. You heard people use that word, artificial. Artificial, made in imitation. off or as a substitute for something that's natural. And artificial is applied to anything made by human work. To be an imitation of something natural or artificial hair. You know, and you heard a counterfeit applied to a careful imitation deliberately intended to deceive. And you know what inferiority means. Inferiority means lower in quality of value. Then inferiority complex. You heard of that, the inferior complex. A psycho, a neurotic, you know, a condition resulting from various feelings of inferiority, such as derived from real or imitation. Imagined it. Physical or social inadequacy. And often manifest through overcompensation and excessive aggressiveness. I know you see people like that. A domineering attitude, etc. Properly any feeling of inferiority, inadequacy, etc. So it's give birth, and it makes you grow and develop, and it takes you through that process. What I just brought to you, the inferiority, artificiality, it takes you through that process, and you grow. You know, you become a person that's domineering, and with a domineering attitude, and a person that's aggressive. Real aggressive. You know, you be kind of compensate, and it's all come from eating from that forbidden tree. In other words, it's all come from believing in that lie. When you accept that idea. And I know you can recall and you can see people's in your mind that have accepted that idea that God had a son. I have had conversation with them. I don't press him. I talk to him careful. I might ask them a few questions, you know. Because these people already done accepted that idea. I can't change them. I got to do what the Quran say when I talk to them. And Allah told Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad, he told Prophet Muhammad that you only sent to warn you know, in public, privately. That's in Surah 38, Ayah 65 through 70. It say, truly am I a warner to give warning plainly and publicly. Prophet Muhammad only sent to warn in public. And he lets you know, he don't know the hour of judgment. That's in Surah 67, Ayat 26. And Surah 29, Ayat 18. So we're just giving you something to study. Allah said he has no need for a son. This is what the Quran says. It's not what Shuja is saying. That's in Surah 39, Ayat 4. Allah said he has no need for a son. So the information about what's happening and what's going on, it's all in the Quran. You know, Allah sent messengers, you know, to let you know before you get this type of information, and Allah let you know what's going to happen. Check out Surah 36, Ayat 11 through 23. And it'll get you ahead of what's going on. See, all praise be to Allah. Allah have put the believer way ahead. You know, we're way ahead. We submit our will only to God. You know, no God had no son. Jesus is the servant of God only. You can't go to heaven as a sinner in Islam. It's not Shuja now. This is Surah 74. You know. And it will help you. You read that and study that. And it will enlighten you. You know. Allah is enlightening us. It's giving us the knowledge. So when we bring it to you, you understand. We are just messengers. Who are the messengers? Who are they? Shuja said, we are messengers. Well, look in Surah 22, Ayat 75 through 78. You know, when somebody bring you something, deliver you something, you know, that whatever they deliver you is not them. They was just messengers. They just brought you something that was given to them. You know. And the message we're bringing you from the book. What book? The Quran. And the Quran says this is the book. Check out Surah 45, Ayat 2. And Allah lets you know what the book is. you know. We as Muslim believe that Jesus is God's servant. God has no children. The whole creation belongs to Allah. And there's only one creation and only one creator. He don't need a son. So let me yield. I'm long-winded, and praise be to Allah. I hope that I brought something that you can use, that you can go into the Quran and get some more information, and then come back and let me know something. Tell me what you done learned just from reading, because we learn from each other. Like I said earlier, the believer is protectors of one another. So we came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace. Oh, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank Allah very much for blessing this message of concern, you know, and to all of us. And we thank Allah very much for that. Is there anyone else on the queue who wants to have a comment or suggestion or question? Please push one, and whoever is running the board, we have two engineers, I think, running the board. Someone would bring you into the cube and voice your concern. You know, we pray that you are inspired, those who are listening, you know, to respond, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Moving right along. Yes, sir. Just punch in anytime you feel like you want to say something, and we'll just keep it moving. We know one of the things that this world is going through is everybody is praying, and that alone lets you know, though they might be praying to all kind of different things, it lets you know the oneness that the Creator of all of us has put in us, that he, in the English translation, we call the natural inclination, that when you run in something that questions your logic, your rationale, that you will turn to the revelation in one of the books of Allah. But the best book at this time in our existence, for the last 100 years, very few people are over 120 years, as we repeat over and over again. So those of you who are in within that age bracket or that cycle of life, you are experiencing now what many, many, many human beings before us have experienced and have discovered their free will when they thought they had none. And we know that we always have some other creation who helps us and reminds us of how free we are. Ain't it strange how we are portrayed in many ways, how those creatures that we call angels, though they only say what Allah say to us, they just recite it because they just hear and obey. They don't have the freedom. If you're doing something wrong, they tell you, no, don't do that. You're only going to hurt yourself. And it go as deep as you want to go. It will tell you what you're hurting, how bad it's going to hurt people around you, et cetera, et cetera. And when you are making a decision between bad and good, we know the angels always are referring you to use your choice in the way that pleases Allah, that pleases your Creator, like them, like they do. And they have no logic, no rationale like us. They do what they are being created to do. And that is to deliver the message. That is to deliver the message of concern. Because their responsibility, again, is to make sure that you always have the opportunity to know when you're doing something wrong, and you have a moment or a time there that only Allah is aware of how much time it is, but you have time to make the right choice in everything that you do. But by you being human, you're not perfect, so you're going to sometime test yourself because of the natural inclination of being right all the time. You get to the point where you think you're right all the time. Even when you're doing something wrong, you start to listen to the whispers of the shaitan, making you come up with a rationale, a false rationale, or like Brother Suja was saying, an artificial reality for justifying what you might do. Still have been warned. And that is so merciful. This is the type of mercy that we as human beings are to extend to each other at all times. How can a people go wrong when they're always helping each other do right? It's very important to understand. Can you help someone who's doing wrong do right? We have a process for that. And if it doesn't work, you just pray for them. Now, we have the whole world praying to whatever they believe in because they know, because we are one soul, whether they like it or not or they understand it or not, they know that we all are praying to the same source of whatever they call their source. We just thank Allah that He has made it clear, even in our human intellect and understanding, that He is Allah. Anywhere on this earth that you go at, if anyone knows that, they will mention His name as Allah. Though He's called by many other names, by many other people, many other reasons, people call on Him for that. And He's so merciful. He's also in what we call 99 names of Allah. But let us human beings know, when you're in trouble about this, when you're in trouble about that, you can't make a decision back then. You can't make a decision that there's a way in your own understanding that you could call on Him. And like He said, you have no intercessor. You get a direct connect to asking Almighty God, Allah, personal, specific help that you're asking for. And the angels are right there waiting at the speed of light to bring your answer back to you and put it in your conscience, in your reality, in your understanding, in your enlightenment, in your intellect, the right answer, like you say, quicker than the blink of the eye. So we're not lost without guidance. Allah's guidance is always here. We got two angels. We got each other. We got 9 billion, going on 10 billion people on this earth. Even the ones who are so corrupt is beyond their imagination. But that's between Allah and themselves, because we know they know what they're doing. But we still know that they know that they need God's help, their Creator's help, as they make effort to improve their life. So we want to make sure that in 2023, what is in our future? We know everybody on the planet is praying for guidance. But we know here in the United States of America, we don't want to forget that the descendants of the slaves of African descent in America here has an opportunity coming up here in July. In July, something that is right in our face, in our future, not in our past, something that is coming is a sign from Almighty God Allah that He has chosen a human being like ourselves with the responsibility of already all asking everyone, can we come together and come to common terms on how we're going to establish this life that Muslims call halal, which means that only Almighty God, Allah, the Creator, permits you to do. Nothing else. Don't do what you want to do. Don't do what your friend want to do unless it is in accord with halal. Unless it's in accord with what Allah has permitted and forbid every time it comes up in your mind what is wrong. Forbid it. Speak out against it, and you will stay free from the many things that we see going on around this reality that we live in on here in America, and we see around the world, collateral damage, such insensitivity, etc., such hell going on in the lives of the human family. And we thank Allah very much, those of us who have been chosen to be his servant, that we're in a special position of protection, of service, guaranteed live as good as we want to live according to our understanding, as long as we keep it halal. And it's going to get better without burdening us on any level. You're not to worry about why I ain't got a new car as long as I'm riding. They have an old saying back in the day, they call it that a raggedy ride beats a dressed up walk. Four wheels beat two heels. And when we look at the wisdom of that, we have to be very grateful. Like Allah tells us in the Quran to the human family, you are ungrateful for the small favors I give to you. So those of you who understand that, you should be grateful. And you should be sharing verbally, if that's the kind of communication that everybody's in at this time, of your gratefulness that you thank God that you're being tolerant and patient with whatever he has preferred for you. Because you can admit to yourself, it definitely ain't going backwards. You're going forward in controlling all of the torment that Shaitan is trying to put on you. Allah is blessing you to say, no, 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 no. No, I'm not going to be envious. No, I'm not going to be jealous. No, I'm not going to be angry. No, I'm not going to be deceitful. No, I'm not going to be fornication, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. These are wonderful favors from Allah. And they have on many occasions for the last 1,440-something years been given to people of faith over and over again. And it's so nice to do, even in some of your sincere struggles, you're doing it in peace. You're going about it in a peaceful way, like this message of concern. This is serious, like the Brother Sujava said. This is very serious. But we thank Allah that he gives us the articulation, the patience, the tolerance, to try to make it as peaceful as possible, to ask everyone, please, come to your human senses. Come back to your human nature. And stop following those who are walking in the steps of the devil, the Satan, whatever you might call him. It's very important because your children, and they will repeat the same step that we do if we're not mindful that they are watching, like we watched our parents. That's why many of us tried a cigarette. That's why many of us tried a drink. That's why many of us, male and female, watching our female sister or our brothers, and we wind up doing things that's out of the contrary of halal, following in their footsteps, that they were following the footsteps of those who followed the footsteps of the devil, unknowingly. So that's why you can see, are you going to respond to the call of the devil, or are you going to respond to the call of your creator? And then that way you could be able to start dropping these things that are such things. Look how the same thing that many of us, when we were 6 or 7 years old, we used to see our parents doing, that people are still doing it. And they've been praying all that time since then. We heard them say, you should pray. I pray I quit this. I pray I quit that. Oh, Lord, help me with this. Oh, Lord, help me with that. So we had to be mindful that we do not follow in the same cries, logic, rationale, feeling sorry for self, being envy of others, including being envy of oneself. Don't you know that the wrong decisions we make is jealous of the good decisions that we make? Just think about that. Our good decision is very upset with ourselves about the good decisions we make. Proof of that is, you know how we all love and try to share the word of Almighty God, the law, with each other, and especially our families. And we see how it just hurts them thinking about the truth when we're talking to them and sharing with them and advising them, you know what's right. Why do you keep doing wrong? You know that's wrong. Why come you won't do right? It's a struggle. So like we say in Islam, the jihad, constant struggle with yourself and your intellect, making decisions without the approval of the heart. And they're in constant support of each other doing right. Though we are human, we're going to make mistakes, you know, but we can, and we thank Allah in his mercy that all we have to do in our situation is make sajda. And many other situations of people in their way of their expression, their faith in what they believe is God, they ask for forgiveness. Is the world really asking for forgiveness? Because we know that God is more in, give us more of that than we can handle. Because it's always coming down. He said his mercy is always coming down. So anytime that the human family want the mercy to be upon them like we need here in America, like we need out here in these streets, like we need everywhere we go, we need the mercy of the Creator who know what we're going to do before we even do it. Strengthen us, strengthen our will, keep our will in his will until we actually make the final connection. And we pray, and everybody else pray. I remember a lot of time when I was coming by, I used to hear Christians pray the same prayer. I used to hear, since I have studied with other religions, I have lived with other religions as a Muslim. And I done seen how the Buddhists pray. I done seen how the Hindus pray for certain things they want. You know, I have read their literature. And I see how the type of prayers they make to the what we call the attributes of Allah. They have the same attributes. But they don't have the will to believe that it will happen because they're so busy from the historical case that they got from their parents, their grandparents, and their community that's under the influence of Satan. So it's a struggle for all of us. And that goes for all of us. We've been bombarded. But to show you how wonderful this Quran is, we see Allah tells us in the Quran, let there come out of you. Out of this situation. Paraphrasing, a band of people who have come to the reality that you can't do nothing in this environment here, expected to work, if you are dependent on the same source, the same logic and rationale of going along with this program. Al-Islam was not created. And again, Al-Islam means the one who takes charge of himself and put his will in doing what the will of the Creator say do in the books that he has sent, in the examples that he has sent to the human family. So there's no reason to do wrong unless you are clearly doing it for your own reason. Because Shaitan will say he had nothing to do with it. You done it. All I done was call him. All I gave him the information. He went on with it on his own or her own. But again, thank Allah much that if there's anyone in the cube at this time, and we pray our brother Akbar is not enjoying the peace and hope he's back. And hope Brother Amin, you might be listening. It'd be nice if you come in and join in on this experience. Spirit that we in this message of concern try to keep alive every day for us and for those outside this queue who this message we pray is coming to them some kind of way by Allah's permission, you know, and will increase the listening audience to plug in. Yes, sir, I hear someone. Is that you, Brother Akbar?
No, sir, it's not Brother Akbar. Islam alaikum.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, it's the Umi. That's even better. Yeah, we always glad to hear from the Umi. You got it.
Oh my, not me. Brother Tuji, this is yours night. Akba had to run an errand to help someone that was in really in need for him to help them. So that's why he asked you, Brother Muhammad, to sit in. Then Brother Suja, I guess he figured with the two of you that y'all could carry the show on tonight for him.
Yes,
so Brother, thank you, Brother. Thank you, Brother Muhammad, for what you've said and done already. And we were listening, but we didn't want to interrupt. Alaikum assalam, Brother Suja.
Alhamdulillah.
You got it, Brother Suja. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
Alaikum assalam. Hello, Akbar. I'm sitting up and listening. And you know, it's a blessing that Allah is blessing us, you know.
Well, so
let me just have something to say, you know, and especially what we're dealing with in these times that we're in. I'm an old mother with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. And again, I testify and bear witness that there's only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, Christ Jesus, Abraham, Moses, Lot, all those great people was God's servant, messengers of Allah, Allah's prophets. But Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. He's the last prophet. And when he came, our book was revealed to him, the Holy Quran, and Allah told us in the Quran there was no need for another prophet after Prophet Muhammad. You know, there is enough truth out here. Allah said he could have made all of, he could have made us all one religion, one people, you know. But he made the cat that the Christians and the Jews and the Muslim, you know, the African American, the Caucasian, Indians and all that. You know, that he made us different so we can learn from each other. We can know each other. You know, he said he could have made us all one. Just one people, just one religion. He said he could have did that. But he made us different so he can test us. And we trying to pass the test. Praises be to Allah. Now, we as African Americans, we have a history. And I love to talk about or give our history. You know, I know the history of Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessing be upon him. And what was went through with the Arabs and how they buried their girl child alive and what the Quran say about the Arabs and things, you know. And what Prophet Muhammad went through. But also we have a history. And just knowing that Prophet Muhammad had a history, we should automatically look for our history, because he was the example. So if he had one, we got to have one. He's the example that we're gonna have a history, you know. And so our history is broad. We got a broad history. You know, we remember when Master Muhammad came. We remember when we went through slavery. You know, and that was a strong test for us as African American, and that is going through slavery. You know, the broadness, our history is broad, and the key is showing the history of progress. That's what I think we need to do, and pass it on to the next generation. Show the history of progress. And what is history? Define the history. History is a study of past events, particularly in humans' affairs. The importance of history. History can provide us with insight into our culture. Of origin, where we came from, when did we start progressing, you know? It can give us the insight as well as cultural, which we might be less familiar. It can give us insight about things which we need to repeat, so we can familiarize ourselves with what went down step by step, idea by idea, and we are able to pass this on, you know. And when we familiarize ourselves, you know, this year will increase. This year will increase us in the knowledge that we know how to talk to our children. You know, one of the main things that we need to familiarize ourselves with, which is a broad history, and that's the history of slavery. Slavery showed us, what we need to do is show our children how they can progress with the history of slavery. One thing to say about history, if you don't know it and understand it, you're doomed to repeat it. We don't want to go through slavery no more. We don't want our children to go through slavery. The importance of history is crosses a cultural awareness and understanding. Also, history is a past notable for its important, unusual, or interesting events. You know, I'm just defining history. You know, like history of the patient. You have to study. If you want to do a psychoanalysis of us or of a patient, you know, you got to go back. And you got to make more things aware that you might have forgotten. you know, and Imam Wafdi Muhammad brought to us the importance of the individual and the success of the society. You know, and he told us, he said, repent from dominance or control over man in the society. That's heavy there. He made the point, he said, repent from dominance or control over man in the society. He dropped that on us because he knew that the knowledge that we get through studying history and through being up on things is going to put us in the head. So we can't. The main thing is don't get arrogant. Don't become domineering. You know, we have to see and know that Allah blessed us with this light and with this understanding to free the slave. You know, not dominate the slave, not dominate the people, but to free the people. That's our job, is to set the people free. And he taught us what freedom means. You know, he taught us what to tell the people and explain to them that freedom means responsibility. Freedom don't mean you just do anything you want to do. Now I got the opportunity. I can go and talk to my neighbor's wife. I'm free to steal or rob. That's not what freedom is. I can do anything that I want to do. That's not freedom. He told us that freedom is responsibility. I told my son, he wanted to get out the house because I got seven boys, you know, and each one of my boys, I kept pressure on him, and he wanted to get him an apartment, and he wanted to get on his own and be with his friends and all that other stuff, you know. I said, okay. I said, if you want to be free, that means that you're going to have to get your apartment. You have to pay for your own rent. You're going to have to buy your own food. You're going to have to get your own ride. You know, you can be free. But you got to know what freedom is. You know, that was during the time in slavery, the master let the slave free, set the slave free. But when they went out there in the society, the hardship was so strong until they came back to the slaves. So emerge freedom, you have to get ready for that. You got to get ready for freedom, you know. But freedom is a good thing. You know, it's a beautiful thing. If you prepare yourself, if you do the right thing in order to be free. You know, this is one of the reasons that we strongly suggest to our young people to get established in businesses. go into business. It's okay to work for somebody. We're not against you working for somebody. You know, but you're not gonna get wealthy or rich with working for somebody. You know, you work for somebody in order for you to learn how to do different things. In order for you to learn how to master different things. And when you work for somebody, you know, go there to learn. Don't cheat the person. Don't play games with it. Be on time. Because when you get your own business, establish for yourself, that's what you're going to be able to tell other people that's working for you. That's what you want to see. You want to see people's coming on time. People's not trying to step back and say, I hear some African-American people say that, I got this job and I don't do nothing but collect the check. I don't do nothing. You don't want to work for nobody. So I'll say that you're working for somebody, or somebody working for you. Be able to make that type of statement. I don't do nothing. I just punch in on the clock and punch out and collect a check. So, you know, I even told my children, we're not sending you to college just to get a job. We're not sending you to school just to get a job. You can talk to my children, they'll tell you. Their mother and I, we was on them. We was on them, you know. But when they got to a certain age, they wanted to be free. They want to get away from the house because we were on them. You have some young men and young sisters, you know, is living with their parents, and they are 25, and some of them go all the way up to 40 years old and still want to stay in the house with their parents. Mine want to go early. You know, you love your children, but you got to put pressure on them. You can't let your children get so relaxed, you know, until they can't survive. You give them everything they want. Everything they want. They say, well, hell, I don't have to do nothing. I get everything I want from my mom and my dad. I'm telling you what I know. You help your children in the direction of freedom. And that's saying you help them in the direction of responsibility. So, brothers and sisters, I'm gonna yield, and hopefully, I didn't come on these young folks too strong. I know sometimes they be listening, and I'm not trying to come on you too strong. But I got to come on to you strong enough. I came to you in peace, and I'm going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. We thank Allah very much for the few minutes that we have left on this message of concern. I just wanted to say, I like the reflection on like Brother Suja was doing. I remember my mother, you know, I come from an old family.
Yes.
I have brothers old enough to be my father. You know, that's how. My mama said, well, boy, I ain't got time to give you all the history, so let me give you a quick lesson in history. And she said, at that time, you know, we had the Bible, we didn't have the Quran. But she said, seated in here, God said, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. If you do, you're going to be history. And then she said, now look at our history. Look how they done us in slavery and everything. Don't you ever let nobody let you do this to you. Don't you never let nobody get this on you. Don't you let nobody tell you this. Don't let you tell nobody that. And man, by the time she gave me the short, most extensive history lesson, and then when I got older and the Lord blessed me to come to his guidance, I said, my mama used to read me her loud haram. That's all she used. I said, alhamdulillah, you know, what she got from her Bible. But she ain't did nothing but tell me what's allowed and what's haram. And if you don't follow those guidance, you will find yourself back in slavery to somebody, to something,
yes,
drugs, alcohol. She said, you will lose total control of your life.
That's
she said, so lean forward to what is, in our language, halal. She said, do what is right so that you can stay ahead. You be in the future of the people who won't get scarred, won't get burnt, won't get killed, won't go to jail, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what made most of us make the prayers that we do regardless of how much we believe. That the Creator, please help me stay ahead of the devil. Just want to say that before we go, so... anyone has another comment? Then we got 2 minutes left, inshallah. Maybe we can get Brother Sujah to close out. Inshallah.
Inshallah. Alhamdulillah. All right. If somebody doesn't have nothing to say, praise be to Allah. I'd like to close out with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I seek refuge in Allah against the rejected Satan. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayri al-maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin.
Amen. May Allah's peace and blessings be on everybody. Be safe. We pray Akbar will get home safely. We get done with his deed at hand. We thank Allah, everybody who in the QAQ, if you did get a chance to make a comment, maybe inshallah, Allah will expand you and your breath and give you the strength to go here and say the truth that you know, because it's going to set all of us free. The more truth we put out there, the more freedom that we get, and more we expand our perimeter. And this is why Al-Islam has become the fastest growing influence in the world, because of us telling the truth, because of it's just our own soul. May Allah bless you and everybody.
Amen. Remember Allah, remember you.
All right, be safe, everybody. See all y'all in Georgia. I see them all at breakfast at Al Mukbanoon. I got that bean pie and sweet potato.